Good morning, brothers and sisters. Greet you in the name of Jesus. This is Gary Martinson again with the daily devotional this morning. Just want to encourage each one of us to be all that the Lord designed us to be and created us to be. First of all, He created us for relationships. He's a relational God. He wants to talk to us still today. He wants to show us the way. And He went as far as to send His Son to show us the way and give us an example and to give us His Spirit as a down payment. I had been sharing some on relationships and how the Lord desires a relationship, a personal relationship with each person here on this earth, and how we actually need to pursue that in order to have that. Because if you don't pursue it, it pretty much indicates your heart is seeking after other things instead of what your soul really needs in your spirit. But just to in the beginning, been severed the relationship with God. It brought death, spiritual death. It brought a separation from God, and He, way back then already, He had a plan to reconcile His children back to Him, because He desired a relationship, and He wants a relationship that is willing and not a forced one. So I marvel at that sometimes, how the Lord is faithful, and He is, we don't look at Him very easily as a meek God and lowly and humble, but He is, and it's easy to be entreated, and it's hard to imagine that when you were walking in the law so long, and it's nothing but this do and thou shalt live, where the Lord is actually more concerned about the relationship than if you got it all right. That will come once He reveals Himself to you. So I would just like to read a little verses here out of the Bible again this morning, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. He hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespass unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in Him. So it's always interesting to me to think, you know, sometimes I sit here and think, if only Jesus would be here to talk to Him and really be God, you know, really say that He's seen me, He's seen my Father, and to really hear His words and just to hold His hand or whatever, ask Him some hard questions, just some that, you know, don't seem to be clear to you sometimes what He really would like to see. But somehow it says for some reason He saw it good that He puts His Spirit into weak humanity and flesh, if you will, to show it. Because if God was down here doing it for us, you know, it would be hard to, you know, it almost wouldn't be, you know, the Lord wants to be one with you. He's a God that almighty and he's above all things and he's Lord of all and everything, and yet he wants to be one with you and me, that lowly flesh that misses it all the time. And he's a, and somehow the world stops and takes greater attention, if you will, if God, if weak humanity is walking out what the Lord really desires, something in that that is marvelous. John says, it says something about, how does it go now, about Christ coming in the flesh, and every spirit that does not agree with that, or I'm not sure how, somewhere, every spirit that confesses not that he has come in the flesh is an antichrist. And I sometimes stop and think, you know, it's still that way today. Jesus came in the flesh, and today he's still walking on this earth in the flesh, if you will, in me and in you. And any spirit that does not recognize that is of the enemy, Jesus, you are the temple of the living God. He lives inside of us. He's still in the flesh today, and he has given us this ministry of reconciliation to. And if you, I believe if we truly walk in the spirit of meekness and humility, it is not mistaken that the world stops and takes notice. And it says somewhere that no man can come to the Father unless he draws him, or something like that. And I believe today we are still the salt and the light of this world. We are still a city set on a hill. We are still asked to be the beacon and the person. Jesus is not here on this earth in body anymore. And people that don't know God at all need to see him in the flesh still through me and you. And everybody that's born of God and has his spirit, that is given a ministry of reconciliation, which literally means reconciling or bringing back to God or bringing back into original relationship. So that would be, that's my prayer, that I would be walking out in the fulfillment of this ministry that he has given me. Starting at home, where the relationships need to be built and strengthened, and then whoever you walk into during the day, that the Spirit of God in me and you draws that other person, because that other person may never have known God or seen him, but if he sees Christ in you, it will draw him. Ye are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Our desire is to show the world something different, something that has lasting value, something that brings peace to the soul and a rest and an eternal home with the Father. So, that would be my encouragement this morning, to seek after the Lord, how that really should be walked out in each person's life, and to seek him daily for counsel and advice and the leading of his Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you today.